Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 506 and is sponsored by Acreworks, The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Little Skein in the Big Wool, Plum Deluxe, and HelloFresh. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/KnitMore60 and enter KnitMore60. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
In Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
a review,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming home. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. How are you?
I am pretty terrific.
Good.
Lots of technical issues that have been resolved and should be completely fixed by next week's episode. Fingers crossed. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. I've done a little bit of knitting. I started a little something new and...
Do tell.
Oh, do you want to hear about the new thing first?
Yeah.
I started... Well, let me start at the beginning of the story. I was on Instagram like a person is sometimes. And if there was a person whose style I wanted to copy down to... Like just follow her around and just copy her outfits. Okay. It's Kristen Vollenwein. She just oozes style.
Yes.
And she just finished a tied knots hat, and it was so beautiful. And she was making some sort of very charming, self-deprecating joke about weird hat pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because to take a good picture of the hat, your face is usually turned the opposite direction.
Yeah, I don't know how you take pictures like that. I haven't figured that out.
It was charming. It looked like it could have been an ad for the hat. I actually thought it was a design. I thought it was her design.
Hmm.
It was not her design, and I don't have the designer written in my show notes, but we will link to everything we talk about in this week's episode in the show notes. But I was looking at it, and I thought, I want that in blue. I'm still perpetually in a blue place. Mm-hmm. And Andrew bought some jade sapphire cashmere years ago.
Okay.
That many years ago. Mm-hmm. And he'd started a hat for his brother, and I thought, I could knit that. I could finish it. I could rip out what he's done because it was like 2 inches of ribbing and that's it. And it's sat in a bag in the garage for several years.
And you found it.
I did find it. Andrew said, I think it's in my REI staff backpack with the sweater I started. And while I was...
For you.
I don't know. I don't remember if it was for me or for him. It's been that long. I don't even remember. But I went in the garage and I found it and I ripped it out and I... started it, and I am loving it. I learned how to do the tubular cast on, which we'll talk about a little bit in Mother Knows Best, but I'm so delighted by it. I've started the chart. I got it set up in Goodreader, and I'm just like, whew. I was watching Ocean's 8 while I worked on it, which is a great film. So okay. I enjoyed both the knitting and the film tremendously. What have you been working on?
Not a whole lot, it feels like. Well, sewing more than knitting, but
definitely.
Let's talk about knitting.
Okay.
So I'm knitting on lots of Vanilla is the New Black socks out of Peyton's Croy. And I seem to be doing it like in a factory way.
Mm-hmm.
Do all of these and do all of that. So I'm working on sunburst stripes, Mexicala stripes, turquoise stripes, and one in sweet stripes, which looks rather Easterish.
Hmm.
And on all of them, I'm working on the foot and my sweet stripes. I was working on the other day, and good thing I took knitting with me. I found myself stuck somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had one pair of needles for two socks.
Hmm.
So I had to finish one sock so I could
work on the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and the other one, I'm on the foot too.
And you were stuck somewhere with no yarn drops, if I recall.
Yeah.
I don't even think there was a Michaels nearby.
Yeah, you're right. Very sad.
It's a dearth of things. All right, so.
So yeah, so I worked on your sock.
Excellent.
And we decided this is going to you. And on the first sock, I neglected to do ribbing for the heel increases. And this is the vanilla is the new black. So one sock just has a heel with no increase, with regular increases. And on the second one, after I conferred with you over the phone, we decided that's going to have the heel with ribbing the way it's actually supposed to be knitted. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I'm working on it.
I think without the ribbing, it should be called a dolman heel because it does look like those weird dolman sleeves. I shouldn't say weird. I find them very attractive at this moment in life. Not the bat wingy ones, but
not on socks.
Well, I mean, fashion is
okay.
I'm trying to make it work, Mom.
Yeah, by renaming it. Okay, you get to wear them, so.
You got it. I actually had, so can we talk about something totally unrelated?
Yes.
My favorite Birkenstocks that I used to wear with hand-knit socks from middle school.
Yes.
I've had them since middle school, lest you think this is their new suit. The soles came off, like the glue gave up. And so I took them to the shoemaker, and for $10 he fixed, they're like as good as new. I'm so excited. So my favorite hand-knit, so I can wear my weird bat wing dolman socks with my cool Birkenstocks.
One bat wing, one regular vanilla.
I like it. It's okay. A statement. I worked on the endless fringe. I'm mm-hmm. still beating it. I am solidly finished with one side and I made some progress on the other. I've been beating until my eyes cross at night and then I'm done.
Okay.
Because I get very tired at night.
Yeah.
Around 8:15 or 8:30, I'm pretty done. And, you know, if I don't fall asleep putting the kids down, then I'm good for a little while, but not that long. Anyway, I'm working on it. Every time I pull it out of the bag, I enjoy it. So it's almost done.
Okay.
In the way that it's been almost done for a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you got?
Well, I'm still working on the vitamin D sweater for the hashtag Truth Your Own Adventure, Cal. And I'm still working on the second short row part of the body. And I found a groove and I dug up more stitch markers. And what I'm doing is I'm putting a stitch marker in every time I do an underarm increase. And I put in a stitch marker at every wrap and turn so I can track my progress exactly. And at this point, it takes me about an hour to knit one repeat set, which is four rows.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have three more repeats left to do.
Cool.
So 3 hours of that, and then I think I need to knit straight across without wrap and turns.
Where you pick up and knit them? Or you knit them in?
No, the wraps have all been knit in because every row I knit is a few stitches longer than the previous one.
Yeah.
And the wraps get picked up there.
Oh, as you go?
As I go.
Ah, clever.
Yeah. It's a very clever design.
It's been in my queue for years.
I think the designer is Heidi Kiermaier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to check out the rest of her designs. And I was looking for a sweater to knit. And I think there was another one I really liked.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So let's see how this cardigan fits me. And then if I like the fit as much as I like knitting it,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be knitting more with my new bestie, Heidi Kiermaier.
Nice.
Yeah. What else have you been knitting on?
I made some good progress on my swing left socks.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping to finish at least one of them for Election Day yesterday.
How did that go?
I did not finish one.
Didn't think so.
And also, my day was such that I couldn't manage to do a half-finished sock Election Day. Like, because I've been doing semi-finished Saturday or Sunday at Stitches uh-huh. and Vogue. And
right.
It was just, yesterday was too hectic. Our local polling place is our elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went straight from voting. We grabbed our picture and then zipped off to work in Genevieve's classroom. And I was there literally all day. So I did not have a chance to breathe. But it was really fun. It was a good day.
Yeah, I zipped off to school.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Lots of zipping in different directions. Yes. But we But we did our thing. All right. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. Love trying new teas? Treat yourself to a Plum Deluxe Tea of the Month subscription. For only $10 a month, you'll receive a hand-blended, all-organic loose-leaf tea thoughtfully chosen for the season. Tea Club members also enjoy special benefits like discounts, free shipping on all purchases, and access to a very loving and supporting tea community. A tea subscription also makes a fantastic gift. Visit plumdeluxe.com/tea to learn more. Mother dearest,
lovey,
what events will we be participating and attending, etc., in the near future?
So right now, the hashtag ChooseYourOwnAdventureCal, where you knit your own sweater, is ongoing. And after that, we are attending Stitches West, February 21st through 24th, 2019, at the Santa Clara Convention Center. And Stitches registration is open. I don't know if they have any places left, but
I believe there's still a few things open.
Oh, good. And what else do we have on the docket?
We have something super fun and exciting that you guys should be gearing up for.
Yes.
We have the hashtag Grinch Along starting December 1st. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Would you like to tell people what the Grinch Along is so they know how to prepare for it?
Yes. So the Grinch Along is... on the German podcast, they would say it's an action. And any Christmas gifts you are planning to give... That you're going to make, you want to finish before December 1st so that you can enjoy the holiday season and don't try to drive yourself crazy by working on gifts instead of enjoying cookies and hot cocoa.
Eggnog.
And working on projects because you enjoy working on the project, not because it's supposed to be a gift for somebody.
The whole idea is that the holiday season should bring you joy, and making things for people should bring you joy. But sometimes, when you have a deadline, it rarely coincides with any kind of joy. So... that being said, finish your gift knitting by December 1st, and you will be eligible for an original, custom-made by us, never-available-for-sale Grinch Along bag. They're very special. You'll also get a custom Grinch stitch marker from Ann Tudor. She sent us a bunch last year, and we've got some for this year. And I have to see if there's anything else that's... and, like, naturally, you get some swag from us and things like that, but normally we have... prizes roll in for the Grinch Along during the Grinch Along, because this is, I want to say do some good is my favorite contest because that's a really warm, fuzzy one. But Grinch Along
is the most fun one.
It's the most fun one because my favorite part of the Grinch Along is during the hashtag Grinch Along, you're showing us all the fun things you're doing when you're not
working on gifts for other people.
Yeah, when you're not doing things that stress you out. I love it. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So... will you post pictures of this year's bag fabric that we're using, or is it going to be a surprise? Have we decided what we're doing?
I don't know which fabric we're picking.
We have some choices.
Yeah.
We try to pick a different fabric every year so that you can say, like, this is the first year and this is the second year. Though I can't remember anymore, because the first year we just went nuts buying Grinch fabric.
I think we should put the year in the Grinch bags, like write it in.
It's a really good idea. Let's definitely do that.
Excellent.
All right. So, to participate in the Grinch Along, you need to finish any gifts you are making by December 1st and not work on any sort of gift that is due for this holiday season. So you can work on stuff that's for other people. That's fine. It just can't be due this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good?
Yes.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and needle and notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What has you in stitches this week?
Ha. I'm wearing socks... most days that I've knitted. And in the beginning of the podcast, those many years ago, I was knitting Regia socks with this from the Saturn line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm wearing those.
Good. That's excellent.
By mistake, I bought two pairs of the same colorway.
Whoops.
Yeah, well, so I'm wearing blue Saturn Regia socks. And I've been wearing my blue hat with the waves that a listener made for us. And Laura from the Knit Girls knitted a hat with ear flaps for Genevieve.
I'm totally blanking on the name of it.
Yes.
And we talked about this last week, too.
And I copied that. And I knitted one for myself, I think out of your hand spun or something.
The red?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like that.
That's not just hand spun. It's merino and silk.
Yeah, but it's a nice hat.
Very fancy.
It's a nice hat.
Yeah, I think
it keeps my ears warm.
Nice.
Yes. What have you guys been wearing?
Genevieve is complaining that it doesn't feel like fall to her, and I don't know what that means, because I was trying to get her to explain more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean to you? And it just means she's very cold in the morning, and she doesn't like it. And I picked up, so for those of you who are Genevieve fans, I picked up some yarn for a something for her. She's very into Harry Potter the last month or so. And we started reading the books, and it's really exciting, and she's super into it. And she got sorted into Ravenclaw, but she's in denial, and she's insisting on being
Gryffindor.
A Gryffindor, which is fine. But I got the Harry Potter self-striping colorway from Mustache. Mustache Yarns, which we'll link to in the show notes along with everything else. And I was like, well, what do you want? And she wants a sweater, which I would normally, I was suggesting a sock arms sweater, because I think that would be perfect for a sock arms sweater.
Yeah.
Ideas for free for anybody else who's a big Harry Potter fan. I think they would make a spectacular sock arms sweater.
Yeah, I agree.
And Stacey does, I think she does matching solid colors for the bodies.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, because I was hoping that someone would feel some Ravenclaw pride. Just so the rest of you know, the entire rest of our family is sorted into Ravenclaw. So, anyway. So she said she wanted a sweater, and I was like, well, really? And then I said, you know, I could knit you a scarf or a cowl on the sock machine and have it done in just a couple of days. Because I have a sock machine. It is an NZAK, N-Z-A-K, New Zealand auto knitter that we bought years ago.
Years ago.
And
before kids.
No, Genevieve was little before Rex. She was maybe like a year and a half old. And it came with an 80-stitch cam, which means it's 80 stitches around, and like a 60-stitch cam. So the 60 is perfect for socks, and the 80 is great for really big socks or tubular scarves. So I said I could just crank it out on the machine and make you a cowl or make you a scarf. And really, the difference between making a cowl and making a scarf is how you treat the ends. Do you do a three-needle bind-off together and close the ends, or do, like, you can graft them together if you want something tidy where it's invisible and disappears.
Right.
Or do you graft them together
into
a circle?
Mm-hmm.
And so first she said she wanted a scarf. And then while we were walking this morning, she said, I think I'd prefer a cowl because then I can wrap it a bunch of times. And I was like, cool. So I'm just going to have to
sock machine it.
Yeah. I have to pull my sock because I can do, I have a friend who's offered to come and help, and I just need to set up a Monday where he can come and talk me through a heel. Because once you can do a heel, the heel and the toe are exactly the same. That is the one part I haven't faced.
Right.
Which I'm not afraid of it. I just don't feel like anything is sticking, and I don't want someone to get frustrated trying to teach me when my brain is just more bouncy than sticky.
I'm going to sit in on that.
But I can cast on, and I can change the tension, and I can change the yarns, and I can put the temporary yarn and the waste yarn, and I can make a tube. And I can pick up dropped stitches.
Yay.
Takes forever.
But yeah.
But I can do it. It's harder. It's a small space. It's not as easy as doing it on hand knitting, but it's a lot faster. So the trade-off is when you mess up, it's slower.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's still faster.
Right.
So that was a long story to say. I'm going to make Genevieve a scarf, hopefully. I have been wearing my resistance hat. It has been chilly in the mornings, and I've wanted something on my delicate little ears. I've been wearing wool socks and my clear Converse. Andrew this morning was talking about putting better insoles in his Converse and what a difference it made for him.
Mm-hmm.
And my clear Converse have the good insoles. But I haven't put them in the other ones.
Yeah. I've changed to long sleeve shirts to go to school. And with a long sleeve skirt.
Shirts. Yeah.
And a fleece vest. I thought I really need something around my ears and my neck and maybe the top of my chest to keep me comfy. And then I go to school and I start working and I forget everything.
Ah.
Because I'm concentrated on what I'm doing.
Terrific.
So, yeah. So I need to dig out my cowls and stuff.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I need to wash my favorite one. I have a whole bucket of stuff to wash. And we're still in that part of fall where it's warm enough in the afternoon where stuff will dry. So yesterday I was freezing walking to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw people, I saw Kristen Vollenvine's voting picture. And she's in a hat and like a woven scarf and a coat. And
yeah, I was
practically in a tank top. Like it was so warm here that I thought to myself, it looks very cold there.
Yeah, it's November. She's East Coast, in Boston.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's not any warmer than Boston.
Anyway.
In November, I definitely would be wearing.
This is the Kristen Vollenvine admiration episode.
Yes.
In case you're wondering.
Yes.
Oh, and we're talking about In Stitches. I was going to talk about something in Events. But you know what? I'll add it to Mother Knows Best. We'll make it work. All right.
Okay.
Are we done with talking about what we're wearing?
Yes.
Genevieve's been wearing her Molly hat from Nitty Barb also. And I need to put fox ears on Rex's hat and hopefully he will wear something warm someday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lola lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com.
For Mother Knows Best, we are going to talk about trying something new. Jasmine Lovey, what new thing did you try?
This weekend. When I should rewind a little bit. I was feeling a little bit under the weather, so I took some cold medicine. And for some people, it makes them drowsy. And for me, it gives me thousands of great ideas. It just, I can't sit still and it makes me jittery. And
so like a couple of shots of espresso.
It's like 10 cups of, like 10 shots of espresso. So all day I was running around and part of it was manic cleaning. You're just like moving so fast, you're a blur. And I was on Instagram or on Ravelry? I was somewhere on the internet and I was looking at pictures and I must have thought I was going to start like 7 sweaters that day. Because I was like, oh, I just need to swatch for this sweater. And I just need
you
to do
should've.
This. It was all theoretical.
You should have.
Because I didn't sit still long enough to do that. I couldn't even wind yarn. That was not enough movement for me, which is how I ended up with Andrew's hat project. Because I thought, I knew exactly the color I wanted. Does this ever happen to you? This is the color I want. This is the yarn I want. I know I have this in my stash. Or you want to knit something and you're like, I want to make this, but I want to make it in the color of rose petals, but it's this one specific kind of rose where it's got the yellow on the bottom of the petal and then like that blushy pink. I want to find a yarn that looks like that. Do you ever have that thing where you have a very specific color in your brain that you want?
And then I find myself at the fabric store.
Yeah. So yeah. You know how it is. And I hope people who are listening are nodding along going, yeah, that happens to me all the time. Otherwise, it's going to be a very lonely room for me.
Okay. And
at least, you know what? We're good company. I'm good. I'm good with just the two of us. But if this sounds familiar to you too,
join our crazy room.
Join our room. So I knew exactly what it was. And I asked Andrew if he knew where it was because we moved my office and I thought his knitting might be. We have a hall closet with a shelf that I can't reach without a step stool. So I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say it's Andrew's shelf, but his things end up there. And I asked him if he knew what the project was, and he's like, what's in this backpack, which I think is in the garage somewhere, which is kind of...
Yeah?
It's in a Aegean Stables type of deal.
A what?
Tidying our garage is like an Aegean Stables situation.
Oh, like Hercules?
Yes, it is a... And as I was tidying, I was thinking to myself, what horrible things did I do in a previous life to end up in a house with Sisyphusian cleaning things? But anyway... It was a lot of thoughts. And so I found the hat, and he told me he wasn't attached to it, and he asked if I was still going to finish it for his brother. And I said, I don't know, because I kind of want the hat for me, and I'll make a different hat for his brother, or the same hat in a different yarn that is better for him. I don't like the color, so I don't actually like the color that much for his brother. But anyway, so I pull it out of the garage, and I rip out the hat, and I start knitting the, and I look at the directions, and the first thing says, working either in something, 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 or a tubular cast on, and it linked to a tutorial on Isolde Teague's blog. And I thought, I've literally, you can't go wrong with one of her tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've seen from her has been so sensible, but it's like uncommonly good sense. It's like weighing your beads, like you weigh 10 beads instead of counting them out one by one, and then you weigh the whole big bag of beads and do like tiny math.
Okay.
And you figure out how many beads you have by weight.
Okay.
Instead of individually counting them. It's stuff like that where you're like, oh, I hadn't considered doing that cool thing.
But
like
her trick. This is so much more efficient.
Yeah. So every single one of her tutorials, I learned something. And the thing I particularly liked about the one for the tubular cast on was she tried it a different way, and she said, you can do it this way, but really you'll just end up with a mess. And it's, and you know, and she says, I admit this is a bit fiddly, but the finished edge is so beautiful. And she was, as usual, 1,000,000% correct. I cast it on, and I did a little bit of the ribbing, and I kept going. And every single time I pick up this project, I find myself admiring the cast on. And you've mm-hmm. done them before. We took a class with Lucy Neepy 10-ish years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a bunch of cast-ons in the class. So if you're not sure how to do this and you're not comfortable with a written tutorial and you need a video, Lucy Neepy does great videos. And they're available to, I think you pay to download, but I think you can download them so you don't have to wait for them to come in the mail on DVD.
I think Kat Bordy has
She might also have one.
Yeah.
We'll link to it in the show notes. But anyway, so I did it from Isolde's blog. And the thing I liked best about that is that I could do it on the couch while I was watching my movie without having to pause the movie and watch a tutorial, which is why I like blog tutorials, because if I can't figure it out that way, then I can go to a video. But I'm not starting by like, I know we're 3 minutes into this movie, but I'm actually starting a project, so I'm going to need you to sit back a second and wait for me to figure out this new thing.
Okay.
Which, to the endless delight of people who watch movies with me. But anyway. But I was looking at this and I thought, and I posted on social media, this is my first tubular cast on. So I've been knitting for coming up on 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things I haven't done. There's a million things I haven't done.
Okay.
But the instant I saw that on the pattern, the first thing I thought is, ugh, nope, not trying something new today. I'm just going to do my usual long-tailed cast on over two needles and call it a day. And then, like, this little thing in the back of my head said, oh, try something new. And then when it's terrible, go back and do the thing.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yep.
So I'm trying to be more.
It gives a lovely edge.
Oh.
And it is, it sort of, like, looks like commercial knitting. But
it's so beautiful. Better, yeah. It's so beautiful. And it feels sturdy.
Yes, and professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should all try it. It's great for ribbing. Such a beautiful finished edge.
Mm-hmm.
So, for Mother Knows Best, try something new.
Excellent.
Use a tutorial. I wanted to tag this on. It is my birthday this month in a couple of weeks. And I was leaving a review for one of my favorite podcasts on iTunes. And I noticed that some of my favorite podcasts do not have very many reviews. So I wanted to ask our listeners, if you've been listening to podcasts that you've been, and this is not fishing for us, we're good. If you want to leave us reviews, awesome.
If you want to leave us nice reviews.
If you want to leave us nice reviews, awesome. But I mostly was surprised at how few reviews some of these really, really excellent podcasts have. So if you're feeling like you have some time, I would love it if you would leave reviews for your favorite podcasts. We haven't asked in a while, and I like to ask around my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little time, and some thought, and some words. So if you've got it in you, I'd love it if you could do that. All right, is that it?
Actually, I watched a tutorial that I really liked. This was the Kenneth D. King tutorial on how to put in an invisible zipper.
Was this the one with your medical device?
With the hemostat,
yeah. Hemostat, yes.
And it doesn't need a particular presser foot.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the Sewing Out Loud podcast. That's a mother-daughter team, too. And
what a great concept.
Yes. And they were talking about invisible presser feet. And of course, they're right, but so is Kenneth D. King. And I watched his tutorial,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't tried it yet, but now I have a hemostat.
Yes.
Which...
I was waiting to hear how it turned out.
I haven't done an invisible zipper yet.
Gotta do it.
Yeah, well. Next item I sew.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. This week's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/KnitMore60 and enter KnitMore60. We love HelloFresh weeks at our house. The whole family looks forward to the HelloFresh delivery. Knowing dinner got so much easier, but it's like that unboxing experience that everyone enjoys. Genevieve knows it's coming. We follow it on the UPS tracker, and it is so exciting. And when the box comes, I cut the box open and she pulls it out. She pulls out the recipe cards and she announces what we're going to be having for dinner that week in a way where she is so excited, not only to be getting different recipes than we normally get, because I will be the first to admit that I fall into a rut. I have my same five recipes where I fall back on, and this gets me out of it. And we start cooking outside our comfort zone. We try new foods, different recipes in each week's box, and we find new favorites, which is spectacular. It's not just that. I think our family's excitement about this isn't just the food is terrific and the recipes are exciting and delicious and it's so much fun. But the best part of it, cooking, is that we do it together. It's a way of spending time together as a family. And it becomes something that's even more fun to do together, mm-hmm. because it takes the stress and the hassle out of it. There is structure and clear directions. And I've been trying new techniques that I hadn't tried before just because I hadn't. But it's something you actually want to do. You want to cook together, whether it's when you come home from work or once you get your kids home from school and it's time to start thinking about food.
It's a bonding activity.
It is, and it's amazing. And so they have three different plans to choose from if you are a classic eater or if you're a vegetarian or the family box. And we tend to get classic and veggie, and you can switch which ones you go between. From what I understand, we usually, our different households get different boxes. But it's something we really love doing together, and it takes the meal and the whole eating experience from... Pardon the expression, from soup to nuts, all together. And sharing a meal at the table is so, it's so important. And they've done loads of research about just sitting together and sharing a meal. And this is a way of kind of extending that out and getting, especially if you have small kids, they've also done research saying if your kids are involved in the cooking, they'll be more adventurous eaters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all sorts of good things that make you feel good about doing it. One of our favorites that we've been repeating after we got our box was the sausage orzotto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Which is tremendous. And it's so good. Mm-hmm. And we use a turkey sausage so that Sam can eat it as well. And it's just so, so good. I love being able to share both the food and the time. And Rex is starting to get into it, too. So if this sounds like something that might be a good fit for your household or for you, you can go to HelloFresh.com/KnitMore60 for a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. And that's HelloFresh.com/KnitMore60. And the promo code is KnitMore60. You can find links to HelloFresh along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks.
Well, my knitting's going really well. I actually managed to get through my first tubular cast on without incident. But it sounds like your knitting has been slightly more challenging.
Yeah, it has. So I've been working on my vitamin D sweater. And I put stitch markers in every 20 stitches on the spots where the numbers are going to change. And so I need to have so many stitches on each front and so many stitches for my last wrap and turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I counted back from the edge and I'm short.
Whoops.
I still have the total number of stitches, but I don't have enough for all the long wrap and turns. I think I have, my pattern needs to have 4 stitches and then a wrap and turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have 3 more pattern repeats. So I figured if I shorten my wrap and turns now from 4 stitches to 2 stitches, I can make it and end at my ending point. And this is not ideal. And I think the angle of the increases is going to be slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm going to do.
I'm sure that's going to end in a way where you'll be very happy with it and you won't grouse later and rip it out and redo it.
You know, we'll see.
I'm just going to put a pin in this so we can come back to it.
Okay.
And I can be smug later. But I won't be smug. I'll just be like, it sounds like you've made a different choice.
And I can do that, too.
And you can do that, too.
And I like the yarn.
I will be smug in private, though.
Very good.
Like, when it's just me, I'm just going to be like, time to sew.
Okay.
All right.
I can look at my knitting, but I looked at it a number of times, and I couldn't find the spot
where, you were
where
missing it
went off. And yeah. I have stitch markers.
Did you check for an errata, or if you have the most current version of the pattern?
It was fine. And why would one side be fine and the other one not?
Hmm.
Yeah, so.
Hmm.
Grouse, 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 growl. Okay.
Tell me how you really feel, though.
I thought I did.
Is that it?
Yes. Do you have anything that bit you?
No, I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Let's move on to the next section.
But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Dreaming of fall sweater weather? Infinite Twist has you covered with Dyer's Choice sweater quantities. Each yarn pack includes 1,800 yards of hand-dyed 6-ply merino in a one-of-a-kind color for $98, and shipping is free. Colors are not repeatable, and when they're gone, they're gone. Check out the colors currently available at infinitetwist.com. This week for our review, we will be reviewing Martin Story's Easy Cable and Aran Knits, 26 projects with a modern twist. The nice people over at Trafalgar Square Books sent this to us to review. It retails for $22.95 US. So, this is a book for people who already have some familiarity with knitting and making cables, so it's not a beginning knitting book.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are a good... Did you see how many patterns? I didn't check.
26.
Oh, 26. It said on the cover.
Yes.
I was busy enjoying the patterns. They're very classic feeling. Nothing that rocked my world. There were some nice pieces, but... If you like knitting cables and you would like a little, this feels like fall. That's why I wanted to review this week, is because this whole book feels like fall. So, would you like to start and I'll chime in?
Okay. Why don't I go with the highlights?
Okay.
So, there's a pillow with an offset cable and I'm visualizing more pillows on my couch when I have the knitting group coming over.
Ah.
And I think I would like to do the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And the only caveat is I think it needs finishing with a zipper in. So you can take the zipper off and wash it when the pillow cover becomes dingy.
Hmm.
And in a household with dogs and children, I'm sure you agree.
Yes. So, things need to be washable.
Yes. There are a couple of pieces that don't make me excited, but some do. There is a corkscrew cable shawl.
I like that one as well.
I think it is stylish.
It has a cable along one edge and garter stitch and tassels on the end, and the wearing options are in. The way they've got it styled in the book is really interesting. I kind of feel like if you liked Knitting Braids Made by Martina Boehm, you would enjoy this.
Yes.
It's got that kind of feel to it.
The one that I did 2 out of?
Yeah, it's in my queue. I want to do it. But again,
it's potato chippy.
Yeah.
And when you're done with your potato chips, you have a really stylish scarf.
Mm-hmm. I like when things are similar to a different thing I liked, but slightly different. All right, what's the next thing you liked?
The next thing I liked, well, there's the Woodland cable blanket. And I think this could use some editing. So if you remove the applique thingies that were sewn on top of the squares, you have something that has a lot of potential.
Hmm.
But it needs some serious editing.
I think if you took the leaves out, you'd have to put something in.
Not necessarily. Edit, edit, edit. Isn't that what
Tim Gunn says?
Yes.
All right, what's the next one? I wanted to chime in to say that I particularly like the tendril cable scarf. This looks commercial to me. Like, if you were going to make something for someone who wears long cardigans and, like, yoga pants or skinny jeans, this is the thing that goes with it.
It has options. You can either wear it long or you can make it into a cowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as an infinity cowl, when it's a giant loop, I think that would work even better.
Yeah. The only thing, so almost all of the patterns have cables when I was looking at this one, because I really want to knit this one. No chart. I'm sorry, not cables. They almost all have charts except for this one. That's for the wave cable cardigan. There's no chart for this.
There is no chart.
There is no chart. They have it written out. It's not like there's no directions, but when it comes to cables, I prefer charts almost every time. But anyway, I think there were some patterns that didn't need charts that had them. Like, for example, the wave cable cardigan has such a simple chart.
Yeah.
That you could have gone without it. But I feel like if you're doing a book on cables, every single pattern needs a cable. Like, needs a chart.
Mm-hmm.
But in the interests of space, oh, they could have made it work. Anyway, the wave cable cardigan. I really like the garter stitch yoke with the cable detail going up the front. Very classic, but modern. A nice cardigan. This is very wearable. Which, not everything has to be a Stephen West pattern. Yes.
He has a lot of Aran scarves and cable scarves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think cable scarves are the thing to knock yourself out and cram as many cables in as possible.
Mm-hmm. In a good way.
In a good way. On sweaters, it gets too much and too hot to wear.
And bulky.
And bulky. And a scarf, you tuck it as tight or as loose as you need.
And they always look very elegant.
Yes. So I'm all for all of his covered in cabled scarves.
I did something like this for Grandpa. Not exactly this, but similar.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd taken a picture.
Yes.
And there's your asymmetrical pillow.
And there's another pillow. This is a different design, and I like it.
This is Aran Project 2 pillow.
Yes. And then there was an Aran cable with a honeycomb center.
Yep, for a scarf.
Yep.
Honestly, I like it so much better on a scarf than a sweater.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
If you did this in a gold for a kid, you could have bumblebee buttons on it, and it would be so charming. Or you could embroider bumblebees, and it would be, again, so charming.
Okay.
The deep Aran cowl is on the cover, I think. Well, no, it's the garter Aran. So there's a couple of cowls in this book that I also really, really liked. Mm-hmm. And this is the one on the cover is the garter twist cowl. And this is the deep Aran cowl. This is about halfway through the book. And this one has, I think, three or four different cables and some seed stitch.
Another good place for overkill with cables.
Death by cables.
Well, you know, it won't smother you in heat.
I love the Aran hats. They are, right now I'm in a super, super, super cable-y hat place.
Mm-hmm.
The more the merrier.
And you mentioned the Aran cowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking cowl is an excellent place also to go to town with a gazillion cables, and it looks like potato chippy fun.
It is fun, and yeah. It's not too much, and it's manageable. The other pillow?
Yeah, look at this.
Square Aran pillow is what it's called. This is a good place for baubles.
Yes.
We spent, when we worked at the knitting shop, many, many hours laughing about badly placed baubles. A pillow is a great place for baubles.
It is. And look at the lattice work. That is amazing.
It's beautiful.
I like it. I need to knit that.
You made a sweater, an Erin sweater, years ago.
Yeah.
I should find the pictures. Oh, we posted them years ago. I'll see if I can find other pictures.
And another wonderful place for
all cables, over cables.
All over cables is a throw or a blanket.
This is a magnum opus project. This will take you a long time, but it'll have that wonderful weight that a blanket should have.
This is epic.
Yeah. This is huge.
Yeah.
I don't know what the dimensions on the blanket are. I didn't check, but it is a big blanket. I would say if you're going to make that blanket, buy like half a dozen extra balls of yarn.
Yeah.
Just in case. What was the thing you wanted? The cardigan?
There was another pillow that I liked.
Oh, the rectangular Erin pillow. What I like about this is that it's not just a cable on a pillow. The placement is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very visually appealing. Does that make sense? It's not the same thing all over. I like that one of them is offset and one of them is centered, and you know?
Yeah.
It's well thought out. This is very well thought out. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Oh, there was another pillow, and so
you are really into the pillows.
Yeah. I'm always worried when I have the knitting group over that I don't have enough pillows.
No knitting grid.
And I bought these pretty pillows that sit on the couch in the other room,
mm-hmm.
but they have like little beaded strings at the end, and I'm worried that somebody will sit on them. And they didn't use good beading
stuff,
floss. It's cheap string, and I'm worried somebody will sit on them and they'll come off, and the person who sat on them will feel bad.
Yeah, so that happens. This is an interesting book. This is obviously not for everybody. This is a pretty classic. I would define this as a classic but updated type of book. So if you're looking for something cabley and potato chippy, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Your final thoughts?
Some patterns are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
There were few patterns that I thought were not interesting. And there are other things that I'm thinking is really exciting.
Yeah. Namely the pillows for you.
Yes.
All right. This is Martin Story's Easy Cable and Erin Knits, 26 projects with a modern twist, and it retails for $22.95. You can find this along with everything else linked in the show notes. And now a quick word from our sponsors. So you already know about the AcreWorks Yarn Caddy Kit. Now we're adding a little twist for you. Introducing the AcreWorks Butterfly Kate, designed to fold into itself, making it incredibly easy to pack in a bag and take on any adventure. The Butterfly Kate has a wooden base, a carbon fiber shaft with two angle settings, a nifty pattern holder, and our patent-pending Tensi Tamer gizmo to keep everything in place and select your desired tension. It's designed either for use with our Yarn Caddy or as a single shaft Lazy Kate for use with spinning bobbins. AcreWorks. We like making things. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Please tell us about your sewing.
Well, my jacket was due last week, and I handed it in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But you still turned it in.
Yes, sort of. My paperwork didn't get done, but I was so tired of this not working.
Mm-hmm.
And short of setting fire to it, the other solution was just handing it in and getting it out of my house.
Just out of curiosity, what was the fiber content?
Cotton and nylon.
Yeah, well, that would smell terrible if you set it on fire.
Cotton for the muslin and some kind of nylon for the lining.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would have just been a gross mess to burn.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't set it on fire.
So the lapel was too wide. It turned out too wide because I cut off a piece. Well, I drafted this all myself. And I cut out one piece where the undercolor needed to match. So, since it wasn't there, the lapel turned out too wide. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to have a 70s look.
I love it. I don't know what you're talking about. I love that wide lapel. I would wear it in a hot second.
You're most welcome to it.
Oh. I will. Bring it back and I'll pose in it. Like the shirt of shame.
Okay. Then doing a set-in sleeve on a garment, you need to ease it in.
Mm-hmm.
And fabric doesn't squish like wool.
Mm-hmm.
So a technique is crimping, where you hold your hand behind the presser foot.
And you run it through the machine and it makes little pleats. Yes.
Well,
I've been listening.
You've been listening. It didn't work.
Mm.
So I put in two rows of stitches on the largest setting.
Mm-hmm.
So my machine goes till four, so I put it on four. And put in two rows of stitches with the bobbin thread. And you want to be able to pull out the bobbin thread. So you need to sew from the, obviously, from the inside of the garment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I tightened up the bobbin thread and then the sleeve cap, which is generally an inch and a half larger than the arm's eye.
Yeah.
I could fit it in.
Okay.
So that worked.
Okay.
And then I pulled out the bobbin stitches after I had sewn it in,
mm-hmm.
and it looked good.
Okay.
It looked like a set-in sleeve should look. So that was good. Then I had managed to cut the lining, the front lining, too narrow at the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought if I wanted to redo it, I had sewn the side seams, which is not a big deal, but I had set in the sleeves, which was challenging. So I said, I'm not going to redo that. So I essentially patched my lining,
mm-hmm.
and sewed a wedge into it. And then the front shoulder and the back shoulder, they matched.
Mm-hmm.
So done. So that got done. Then this jacket has a sleeve vent, which is a really interesting construction, but challenging to sew. And I watched the YouTube channel where she has this posted,
mm-hmm.
watched that part a couple of times, and it looks good. I did it. Yay! Mm-hmm. So that was good. And something went wrong with the back lining that I drafted. It is narrower for the lining than the jacket itself. So there are a couple of inches where the lining
doesn't match.
Well, doesn't match. It's, I have jacket and not enough lining.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is hanging out in the air. Also, I put the jacket on my dressmaker's figure.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked awful. Because
it's the wrong size and a different shape.
It's the wrong size. I'm not a size 8.
And I'm not either, because I have a dress form at our house, at my house.
Uh-huh.
That's my measurements-ish.
Ish. Well,
it's closer than that one, though.
Well, yeah. We have the back 40 to contend with. That a size 8...
Doesn't.
Standard doesn't.
Do you want to borrow my dress form?
That's okay. Maybe next time.
Okay.
So
I should have thought of that.
Another thing that I did is, mm-hmm. the lining is bagged.
I don't know what that means.
It means that it totally encloses everything and there are no open seams.
Huh. Like French seams, sort of.
In a way.
Okay.
And except for the part where the lining is smaller than the coat, it is beautifully enclosed and everything. Except I was so disgusted with it,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even press it. Mm-hmm. Just handed it in. I'm going to lose points on that. But it's out of my house. And I don't have to deal with that anymore. I will have to fix the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, the teacher can... It can annoy the teacher. So we're working on pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I drafted pants. Well, a pant, one leg. Because when you're drafting, you don't need to do two legs. And I put it on the dressmaker's form, which had legs.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled it up. It fit. It was beautiful. So now we are doing a style draft, and I had to make, well, a slope, a pants sloper.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think I got distracted, and instead of doing a left and a right, I did...
Instead of doing a front and a back.
I did two backs.
Insert joke about back 40.
So yeah, and not only that, I also did, I copied it because, mm-hmm. and I copied two back pieces instead of a front and a back. So yeah, and we do the sloper out of Manila tag board.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have an extra back
piece.
Back sloper, yeah. So.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So now we're drafting trousers, and the waist is half an inch and a half lower than the waistline.
Mm-hmm.
I like to wear mom pants. This isn't going to work for me. And it has straight legs. So I drafted all the pattern pieces in school yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the one piece I'm missing is the fly front. So that should take not a whole lot of time. So I'm making good progress on that so far. And I really would like to draft pants for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And with the handout she gave us, I need somebody looking at you
mm-hmm.
to take my measurements. And then I can draft a pair of pants for myself and do a trial one in muslin.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the straight legs.
I know you're getting really frustrated with this, but it feels like alchemy to me. Oh, I'm just going to draft some pants. I'm just going to make this pattern up from nothing. It feels like alchemy.
No, there's formulas.
There is, but it just, it feels, I mean, obviously it's so far from what I am capable of today. And obviously I don't do any sewing at this point, like nothing that counts. What you're doing is not basic. This is not easy.
This is
varsity level sewing.
Yes.
Okay. So just keep that in mind. All right.
And since we're talking about varsity level, we have quizzes about every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't study for my last test.
Oh, dear.
Got 45 out of 50.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
That's an A.
How does that make you feel? Do you feel like you know the material?
It made sense. And... it's what we had covered in class.
The goal isn't the grade, right? The goal is to learn.
Yeah.
Not to be too crunchy about this.
The jacket really took a bite out of me.
I did notice that. And on social media, people were being very encouraging. Which, thank you for every single person who said encouraging things to Mom about her jacket of shame. I look forward to posing in pictures on social media in the jacket of shame. All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
It looks like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank Acreworks, The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, HelloFresh, Fresh, Infinite Twist, Little Skein and the Big Wool, Plum Deluxe, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found in the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. And you can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, JASMIN, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, GIGI, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. Podcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, YouTube, pretty much everywhere is Knit More Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of amazing people and fantastic conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.